An Indian immigrant is seeking to become the first South Asian American ever elected to the California legislature. Harmeet Dhillon, a Sikh, is a San Francisco attorney. As Nina Thorson reports, she's a candidate who doesn't fit in a neat stereotype.
Harmeet Dhillon's San Francisco law office is furnished with Chinese antiques and carpets from Amritsar, the part of India her family emigrated from. She has diplomas from Dartmouth and the University of Virginia on the wall, but she seems proudest of something else she's had framed.
I've got my first case decision that I ever won. That's in the case of United States versus Muhammad Tariq, whose family was eliminated by the Indian government, and I secured his political asylum here in the United States.
Dhillon's private practice is business law, but her pro bono work protects victims of hate crimes, domestic violence, and racial profiling, as well as asylum seekers. A former ACLU board member, she's pro-choice and supports gay rights. Seems like a perfect candidate for San Francisco, except for one thing. Harmeet Dhillon is a Republican.
I came to the United States as a two-year-old, and my parents and I are naturalized citizens. They registered as Republicans on the first day they became naturalized citizens, and when I turned 18, I registered as a Republican. So as close to being a lifelong Republican as you can be.
Unfortunately for Harmeet Dhillon, the district she's running in has been represented by a Democrat since before she was born, more than 40 years. And it's hard to imagine that changing when only 12% of San Francisco voters register as Republicans. When she's out hustling votes among the other 88%, Dhillon comes up against some cognitive dissonance.
People assume that if you believe in civil rights and you're a passionate advocate for the rights of minorities, women, refugees, you must be a Democrat. And so I have an interesting conversation with anybody who feels that way. I try to educate them about the fact that the Republican Party is the party of Abraham Lincoln. It's the party that opposed the suppression of minorities in the South during the Civil Rights Movement. And it's the party that promoted me, the first Indian American candidate in California history for state assembly.
California did send an Indian American to Washington once, but that was back in 1956. Today, there are no South Asian Americans in Congress, although four are serving in state legislatures around the country, and there's one governor, the most prominent Indian American in politics, Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana.
My Indian American community tends to be much less involved in politics for whatever reasons. For one thing, they tend to be more of a professional class of people. They're focused on growing their wealth, and they're not focused so much on giving back to the community as they should be.
Some of those Indian professionals were among the crowd at a Dhillon fundraiser in early October. Vinod Valapillil fits the stereotype. He works for a technology startup and has no political ambitions. But he's thrilled to see an Indian American running for office.
I think a lot of San Francisco voters have a particular idea of what a GOP candidate might look like. The stereotype definitely being that the Republican Party is a bunch of old white men. She's clearly a young South Asian woman. And I think that actually brings a different perspective as well. I mean, it's maybe not as emphatically represented in her politics, but it's represented in the way that she sells a message or demonstrates that free markets, for example, aren't simply a old 1700s white male cultural thing.
Harmeet Dhillon may be moderate to libertarian on social issues, but she's proud to call herself a fiscal conservative who emphasizes personal responsibility. She told the crowd at her fundraiser that those are principles she learned at her parents' dinner table.
My parents came to this country from India because they wanted to escape socialism. They wanted to escape the green revolution and the planned economy that they had there in India, which told farmers what to plant and told them how much water they were going to get, told people how many children they could have.
They left India in 1968, and when Dhillon was still a toddler, the family settled down in North Carolina's tobacco country, growing up in the only South Asian family for miles, in a Sikh household with a dad and a brother who wore turbans. Dhillon says she learned early on she wasn't ever going to be just another kid from the neighborhood.
It's no different anywhere in the world, really. We came from India, where the Sikhs are 2% minority. And so, you know, my people, just like the Jews, just like other minority religious groups, are very used to being a minority. And it's stood me in very good stead in being a Republican here in San Francisco.
Dhillon is bucking a trend. Indian Americans as a whole are leaning Democratic this year, just like most other Asian Americans. Dhillon knows she's probably not going to win this race. Her goals are to get Democrats and independents to consider voting Republican, and to encourage a few more of her fellow South Asian Americans to get involved in politics. For The World, I'm Nina Thorson in San Francisco.